This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
You know, some people might say, oh, I don't have time for this. You know, I don't have time for this. But if this is, you know, about the growth of your business, what could be more important than scheduling time for marketing and for focusing on business growth? And if you say you don't have time, I would challenge you to do this. Okay, go through, you know, on a weekly basis, go through and monitor your time in 15-minute increments. So just go through and you've sort of Monday, just for a week, you know, and write down everything you do on Monday. Yeah, and just monitor your time. Do the same for Tuesday, do the same for Wednesday, do the same for Thursday, do the same for Friday. Now you may find that you're spending an hour and a half on email, or you're spending, you know, 40 minutes on Facebook or something when you go through that. Now you could take just a half an hour of that and just focus on a phone call, and then you could take another half an hour and, you know, a phone call to an existing client or whatever, and you could write an email or something like that to your customer base. So it's about, you know, creating time for the things that matter, yeah, and really prioritizing your time so you're investing in the things that are going to be making the biggest difference, yeah, to your business. That's really important, because it's not going to make, and keep this in mind, there's a brilliant book called The Slight Edge, and there's a graph in there where it shows a line down the middle, and then, you know, one line which is curving, yeah, then there's an arrow which starts very slowly and then curves up exponentially. Then next the other line on the underside of the line, there's an arrow which starts very slowly and then curves down exponentially. And what tends to happen, is if you make a phone call to a client today, or if you write an email today, it's probably not going to make a massive difference to your business. But if you do this every week or every day, week in, week out, after a year, you've made 250 phone calls. And, you know, you're virtually guaranteed, you know, to be getting some good business out of that. You've written 250 emails, and once again, you're virtually guaranteed to getting business out of that. And they're just examples. You know, you could be doing anything. You could be implementing a new campaign, doing Facebook advertising, Google advertising, fax streaming. You could be doing a whole host of things when it comes to marketing. But that's, you know, if you do it and you spent an hour on that a day, well, you got 250 hours at the end of the year. That's like six weeks. That you've invested, 6 full weeks that you've invested just on marketing, and that's going to make a very, very big difference. See the danger is you get too busy, you know, and you just focus on which is critical, of course, which is servicing the client and making sure that you deliver, because you must always obviously deliver on what you've promised, but you need to also take time for the important but not urgent task of making sure there's a continual pipeline, an ongoing pipeline of business, you know, feeding into your company. So there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can obviously, you know, say, okay, every day I'm just going to spend, you know, half an hour, an hour on it, or whatever. Yeah. The other thing you could do is you could do a weekly, you know, you could put together a weekly plan that you follow each week, and it's just like a structured weekly plan. And this is what I do every week as a structure. You know, week in and week out, I follow this plan and I work around this. But there's things that are locked in. So you could say, well, every Tuesday afternoon, that's my business development time. So Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 5, you have an appointment with yourself just for business development. And that's locked in. No one can change that. No one can take that out. that's, you know, that's really, you know, that's your time locked in, done. So it's important to give yourself that same, you know, that same sort of priority, because, you know, this is what's going to drive everything, you know, drive everything forward. Take the time, because one of the biggest frustrations I hear when I ask, you know, when I've done questionnaires with business owners is I don't have time. I'm stuck spending time in my business, and I don't have time to spend on my business. And that's one of the number one frustrations. Well, the way to get out of that is to just lock it in. You know, wake up a little bit earlier if you have to in order to get that extra, you know, that half an hour in. Just lock it into your day and make it a priority. Because here's the thing. We always make time for the things that we value. You can always tell what someone values by seeing what they spend, you know, they spend their money on and what they spend their time on.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.